It's coming up to 8 minutes past eight, and with a second look at the papers this morning, here is Jonas Doyle.
The papers treat Eamon Ryan generously following his announcement yesterday that he is retiring as leader of the Green Party. "We need more of Ryan's style of politics," is the assessment of the Irish Examiner's political editor Elaine Loughlin. "As he cycles off into the sunset, Ryan can be proud of his record," says Brian Mahan, the Irish Daily Mail's political correspondent. The Irish Independent, in an editorial, says that despite the rigours of ministerial office and the hand-to-hand combat that goes with being in the cabinet, Mr. Ryan held a stubborn grip on decency and civility. Harry McGee, Irish Times political correspondent, notes that Ryan's last major journey as a minister was to Brussels on Monday to witness the Nature Restoration Law passing through Parliament and becoming official EU law. "It was a notable moment of achievement for somebody who has campaigned on that issue for a political lifetime," says McGee. The Examiner leads with a report that following the resignation of Eamon Ryan, speculation is mounting about a pre-Christmas general election. An editorial in the Times describes Ryan's departure as a severe blow for the Green Party. "Election crisis for Greens," says the Independence lead headline. And inside the paper, Fionnán Sheehan assesses the prospects of each of the party's 12 TDs. Travel chaos, meanwhile, is predicted in the Mail's lead story as the Irish Airline Pilots Association informed Aer Lingus that it would begin an indefinite work to rule starting next Wednesday. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report that John Gilligan, described as a veteran criminal, has launched a mole hunt to unearth who alerted the Star to his new home in Spain. That story is by Michael O'Toole. The Times covers the prosecution of the writer and activist Arundhati Roy, which you may have heard about earlier in the programme. The paper reports from New Delhi that the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's newly elected federal coalition has been accused of fascism for prosecuting Ms. Roy, a Booker Prize winner, over comments she made about the disputed Himalayan province of Kashmir 14 years ago, that it was never an integral part of India. Opposition MPs and activists claim that the coalition is using draconian tactics to silence dissent against the new government, the paper says. The Independent looks ahead to August and the Rose of Tralee Festival. Already, as Maeve McTaggart reports, a gruelling boot camp has put the 32 escorts for the Roses through their paces. A photo by Dominic Walsh shows escort Barry Lycett leaping over a high hurdle on Banna Strand. As well as that, McTaggart writes, escorts walked on glass, took part in a Fijian ritual, and even practiced their ironing skills. For the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, the big news is that the singer Taylor Swift is Irish, according to genealogy experts. Researchers say that the parents of her great-great-great-grandmother travelled to America in 1836, the Mirror reports. As it happens, Taylor's forebears were appropriately a dressmaker and a weaver. And they sailed from Derry, which prompts the Sun headline, "Taylor's a Derry Girl," and gives the paper the opportunity to do a mock-up photograph of how Taylor might look in the TV comedy Derry Girls in a green school uniform. The Times has an interview with the composer Roger Doyle, who the paper says has recently released a 25th anniversary vinyl edition of his magnum opus Babel, an expansive project modelled on the notion of a modern Tower of Babel, which took him almost 10 years to complete and clocks in at 6 hours in total. Doyle tells Lauren Murphy how he realised while working on one of the pieces in the project, "Wow, this says everything. There's science fiction, there's creaky floorboards, there's a squeaky door. And you're actually in this dream room, an impossible virtual reality. You're in this scary room and there's a machine trying to talk to you."
And that's John S. Doyle. It's 12 minutes past eight, and after the break, we'll be looking at the green race to replace Eamon Ryan.